In this tutorial, we will review some of the important features that can be used from the Available screen. In Office Appointments, you can access the Available screen from the provider's schedule by clicking the Available Appointments button. The Available Appointments screen can be one of the most efficient ways to schedule a patient based on a specific day of the week or type of appointment. This screen also gives you the ability to easily schedule the same patient multiple times. All of the providers or multiple providers' available appointments are listed. To find the correct date, use the move bars or arrows, or you can use the scroll bar on the right-hand side of the list. In addition to the move bars, the available screen offers the move strip, which allows you to filter your appointment search by appointment types, appointment time, or day of the week. Commonly used appointment types can be placed on the types of appointment strip by marking yes to the flag on available strip in the type of appointment maintenance. Note, the user must have security privileges to change the type of appointment. When using the move strip, the buttons can be clicked on to both select and deselect the types or days. Also, when the all types, all day, and the All button for the days of the week are selected, the schedule will be defaulted to list every available appointment. To select the appointment you want to schedule, simply click on the time slot and you will be forwarded to the provider's schedule. Note, the provider's schedule will appear with whichever default view it is set to. To confirm the appointment, click in the outline time slot and the Select Patient screen will appear. After the patient has been selected and any appointment details have been added, you will return to the provider's schedule where the patient has been booked for. You will return to the provider's schedule where you will see that the patient has been booked for their appointment. To return to the Available screen, click the Available Appointments button on the button line. To return to the Available screen, click the Available Appointments button. Back at the Available screen, clicking the Select option back to scheduling from the Available screen. By clicking the Select option, the Type lookup appears where you can select any type from the default list. If the type you are searching for cannot be found in the list, click the Select All Types button on the button line to return to the available list. By clicking the Time button, the time boxes will become available where you can adjust the interval of the appointment times that you want to view. For example, if the patient needs an appointment before noon, you could use the time feature to search for only appointments up to 12 o'clock. At the available appointment screen, the time slots will have all the basic appointment details needed. The date of the appointment, which descends on the list in chronological order starting from the most recent date in the schedule. The day of the week, the appointment time and length of appointment. When the length heading is clicked on, a pull-down box will appear. When the length heading is clicked on, a pull-down box appears to select the length of time needed. For example, selecting 60 minutes will not only look for appointments with a 60-minute time block, but also the next spot in the schedule that has a consecutive amount of slots that equal 60 minutes, as in four open 15-minute time slots. Note, the schedule will automatically bring you... to the number of open time slots that equal the length that is being searched for. The length button on the button line has a similar function. When the button is clicked, a screen appears with three different fields to narrow the appointment search: by appointment type, appointment length, and the number of slots required. The appointment type can be helpful to the user if unable to recall the amount of time needed for a given appointment type. The appointment length, similar to the length heading, looks for the next continuous amount of time needed that's available. The appointment length, similar to the length heading, looks for the next available continuous amount of time needed. The appointment length, similar to the length heading, looks for the next available continuous amount of time that is needed. The number slots required refers to concurrent time slots, meaning if the schedule template is set to have multiple time slots for the same time. This field is always defaulted at 1. The doctor and the location numbers, the type of appointment, doctor name, and appointment notes. The type of appointment, doctor's name, and appointment notes. The right side of the list shows the total number of available slots for the given day, the number of booked or unavailable slots, and the percentage of booked appointments. This can be helpful for easily evaluating how busy a provider's schedule is on a specific day. Notice at the bottom of the screen is a status bar. This indicates what locations, doctors, and types have been selected. If the patient has already been selected for scheduling, at the provider's schedule, when you click the Available Appointments button, the Available Appointments screen will have checkboxes on the left side of every appointment time slot. These checkboxes give you the ability to schedule multiple appointments for one patient. When your time slots have been selected, click the Book button in the top left corner to add any appointment types or notes. Click the Book Appointments button to confirm the multiple appointments. This concludes the Available Screen Overview video tutorial.